Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, and this is Cindy Meyer, your host of the weekly Wake Up with Spirit Seeker, Wisdom for the Soul. And today promises to be a jam-packed, information-filled morning. We have a lot going on astrologically, and we have a lot going on just in so many fronts. So I am delighted that my guest today is Christine Compass. She is an intuitive astrologer, a life coach, and she will share all about the astrology for the month of March, and then the two of us will then share wisdom on how to best use the moon manifesting cycles of this month so that you can manifest your desires and really, really move forward spiritually this year. This is the year to rock on, and it's the year to change the way we're doing so much of our lives, and that's what a lot of this sheltering down from the pandemic has been about, to get quiet and then reconceive your life in a whole new way. So we will do readings as well, free readings, and then I will offer feng shui tips along the way. I'm going to do my announcements before I bring my guest on. The announcements are basically this. In order to be eligible for free drawings, we do drawings behind the scenes every week, and we only reward our email subscribers. So, you know, it's okay if you pick up the print magazine, but it's a lot easier to get the digital because the articles are such that you can forward and share them with other people, et cetera. So when you join our email list, you're eligible for the DVDs, CDs, books. You're eligible for anything else that comes our way that we can share. Also, then you'll get a notice on who the radio show guests are on Fridays, and you will get also an email notice when the magazine is online. We allow other people to promote their events on our email list, but we never sell our email list. So it's sacrosanct with us. Okay, so two of the events that I want to mention, I am teaching a lot of my classes online, and I will be teaching the Feng Shui Vision Board manifesting class. In this, you get a reading, you create a vision board, and you learn about feng shui, and you find out who the goddess is that is guiding you for 2021. And I cannot find my ad for some reason. We dropped it in. So here we go. Okay, so it is on Wednesday evening, March 24th. And then I have my evening of discounted readings in case any of you want a longer reading. I offer that once a month. You can do a 15-minute or a 30-minute reading. And that is going to be... Oh, my gosh, I don't know my magazine. It just came. Okay, it is on March 10th and then again on April 7th. So mark those dates on your calendar. If you get a mini reading today and you want a longer reading, then you can schedule with me a 15 or 30-minute reading on those nights. Okay, the last and final announcement is Spirit Seekers April-May issue. We're doing an April-May issue, and I'll tell you why a little bit later. Well, I'll just tell you now. I am moving in May. So I'm doing an April-May issue, and then that will allow me to get moved, settled, and get the June issue out in a timely manner. So I'm moving to St. Pete, Florida. I got the house that I was supposed to rent last May, June, and July, and I have it for 6 months starting mid-May, and then I'll be back to St. Louis for the holidays. And then I don't know, but for 6 months, I'm going to live by the sea in Florida. So I am really delighted. Okay, so with that, I am going to bring on... Oh, my goodness, Christine, there's all these numbers on here, but let me see where you are. I think this is you. Christine, are you there?
I'm here, Cindy. Thank you.
I know it's a longer intro, but I wanted to get all my stuff out of the way because we have a lot to share today, I think.
Yeah.
So how
well,
are
first
you?
Of all, congrats. Congrats on your move. That's so exciting. I'm so happy.
You know, I'm still going to keep my license, my real estate license in Missouri, and I'll work remotely. I have a person who's going to partner with me while I'm gone. And I can do everything. You know, I can't do boots on the ground, but I can do all the negotiations and everything. So this is how real estate agents do it. And, you know, traditionally the summer is a little bit slower because people, you know, are home with their families. I don't know about this year. But but at any rate, so thank you, Christine. Thanks for that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, so... What do we have going on? Let's hear.
So many things. You know, it is the first 2 months of the year had more squares and just challenging energy and the energy of March, we finally get a little softer energy, this more of this healing vibe, particularly as we move further into the month. So I think we can, you know, breathe a little bit easy this month if you've had a rough start to the year. You know, we're kind of wrapping things up as we move into the astrological new year later this month. So a little bit of a calming energy right now, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah, we can definitely use some calming vibes. So we moved into Pisces. The sun moved into Pisces in, you know, February 20th. And so Pisces is this mystical, intuitive, very psychic, sensitive sign. And so we're all feeling just a little bit more in tune with each other, more spiritually connected. Right now, our dreams are so important right now. Because we're in this Pisces energy, we're all a little bit more connected to that spiritual side. And I feel like more than ever, you know, in Pisces season, our dreams becomes very important because it's like we have such a close connection to that other side. And there's really all these messages and downloads that are coming through. So definitely pay attention to your dreams right now. Another thing about Pisces is because it is this more spiritual sign that, you know, kind of knows a lot about the world, but doesn't really want to be in the world. They want to be in the spiritual side. So that lends itself to a lot of escapism, like using marijuana or alcohol or just something to kind of more step away from the harsh reality of life. So be aware of that. You know, if you have any tendencies like that, they may feel more like they're pulling you in more right now. But just try to step back from that, because the more we can be in this clear, sober-minded place, again, that's all going to help to remember our dreams and just to be paying attention to our intuition and really hear, you know, what's coming our way. And I think, like I said, this month has a lot of healing vibes. So we're getting all this information that's really just leading us to what are these big lessons that we've been moving through. We're now getting to a place of being able to see them, move past them, and really heal from them as we move into kind of a higher way of living. So, you know, we're in that Pisces energy right now. So part of why this month feels so healing is, you know, the past few months, we've had harsher aspects going on. Sort of more like we had the Uranus and Saturn square. Those are both kind of challenging planets just colliding together. But this month we have Venus and Chiron next to the sun. So Venus is this loving, more romantic side. Chiron is our wound, and it's, you know, it's our wounded self, but it's where we're healing. So altogether, we're experiencing this healing and freedom from the past hurts. So again, it's a much softer month. We're learning to move beyond our hurt and really kind of drift into a more loving place with it.
Well, this sounds good.
Yes, there's some good energy. I do feel like, you know, we're just, I don't know about you, but I've been a little bit beat up over the last 2 months. And so it just feels let's move into something softer. And that's really what it is. This is the softer energy of being able to breathe a little bit and just see, you know, if we felt like we've been being, you know, challenged, it's because we have big changes to make, and those are not easy to make. So there's, you know, usually life kind of forces some hard things on us in order to really push us to change. So we're accepting that right now and kind of sitting into it.
Well, don't you think we're still in that change or be changed? I mean, it's always a choice. It's always a choice, but right now with so much air energy after the year of the heavier earth energy last year with Capricorn, you know, guiding so many things. And now we're into this air energy and we've got an extra boost of clarity and thinking if you will allow yourself to open your heart.
Yes, that is a perfect way to say that. Yes, we do have so much. And I think it's been, you know, as we even move into this month. So we, on the 3rd of this month, just a couple of days ago, Mars moved into the sign of Gemini. So again, Mars is our desire. It's our drive. It's a little bit more feisty energy. Moved into Gemini, which is an air sign. And Geminis are known for being these strong communicators. Really, Gemini is also known as like the threshold walker. So they can easily, Gemini can easily move between worlds. So from Earth, from the, you know, physical reality to the spiritual reality, Gemini sort of seamlessly shifts between those. So we have Mars moving into Gemini. It's going to be there through April 23rd. And, you know, so Mars and Gemini have a lot of similar qualities, lots of excitement, lots of curiosity, lots of, like, get up and go energy. So if you have not had a lot of energy for a while, this 8-week period is really going to give us all a little bit of boost to kind of get going with things. And this, so Mars in Gemini is actually trining with Aquarius, and trines are very positive alignments. So instead of the squares that we had last month that were very challenging, now we have more of this positive flowing energy. So there's a little bit of relief from the challenge point. So, you know, again, Mars is our desire and drive, and we finally have this energy to put that creative Aquarius energy that we've been in to really start to put some of that Aquarius energy to good use. So I think it's also important to note with Mars that Mars can be kind of destructive because it's just, you know, very driven energy and can get very angry at times. So Mars in Gemini is going to be very hyped up. And I think for the most part, it will remain positive, but just be aware that we're kind of like, our energy is moving into this like high key kind of space. And so you can get yourself worked up and overdo it and maybe, you know, kind of upset things. So just be aware that as you feel yourself getting excited and getting moving and getting going, just always kind of keep a balance and keep yourself grounded, do daily, you know, meditation practice or whatever you do to kind of keep yourself also thinking clearly, because you can get excited and maybe become a little bit destructive if we start, you know, doing too much and stop taking care of ourselves is kind of what I'm seeing.
So that Chiron is spurring us into other things.
Yes. Well, so,
So
Chiron is with the sun, and that's helping us to heal. And we're really, it's spurring us to move into these healing lessons. And then, okay, so then the Mars in Gemini is saying, okay, let's put some of this creative energy. We want to change. We want to do new things. What do we want to do? How do we want to do it? Let's see how we could, you know, it's almost like Mars in Gemini takes our somewhat healed self and says, okay, let's get up. Let's start doing things. We've been wanting to, you know, do things differently and be more creative and go in a whole new direction. And now I feel like this month is a very creative space. It's healing and it's creative. That's definitely big vibes.
That's a good way to describe it. And so you can creatively heal and expand. So maybe there'll be that you make an intention to walk every day outside for 5 minutes. Or 10 minutes, or an hour, doesn't matter. But I just read this wonderful article from a woman who went outside every single day and walked. Sometimes it would be a long walk, sometimes it would be short, but no matter what, she made that intention, and her life changed dramatically because she changed the way she walked, too. She did it in silence. She used to listen to music all the time. she stopped that. She was with silence, with the birds, with nature, and it was like a journey. So there's different ways of healing. Everyone's different. And I mean, some people heal by going to a sacred spot, but this is, you know, a sacred healing spot. So we just, everyone's different, but once you find what nourishes your soul, that's where the big cataclysmic leaps in consciousness can happen. Are you there? Well, Chris, are you there? Christine, I think you dropped off. For some reason, Christine has dropped off. I'm not sure what happened here. Okay, I'm sure she'll... Oh, there she is. Let me bring her back on. Hi, Christine,
hey.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I got a call failed, and then I had to call back in. So thank you. Sorry.
I was like, what did I say?
No.
Yeah, what I was saying is that... Yeah, I was just saying that this is a power boost time where if we take that Chiron and we look at our life and we're like, okay, we have a little bit longer before we're full speed out into the world. Everything's opening up. We can feel it. So it's like this is a wonderful time to find out what nourishes your soul. And since we've all gotten used to more quiet, I just really would encourage everyone before we're bolted out like everything full steam again, just take this last bit of time to go inside and feel – you know, really look at your soul. Are you on track? You know, where do you want to be? Where do you want your health to be? These are the things that Chiron nudges you with. And then to take the extra power boost of the Aquarius and what else is going on with that square. I think we're pretty lucky right now. Even though things are a little not as perfect as we would maybe like.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that's, what else do we have? I know.
Yeah. So,
anything else you pick up?
So on the 11th this month, the sun actually joins up next to Neptune, and Neptune is the ruling planet of Pisces. So Neptune is a very spiritual planet. It also has a very sort of like dissolving quality about it. So think about the sun, which is our identity. It's who we are. That's our big, big energy. And then it's meeting up with Neptune, this spiritual, you know, really sort of dreamy, mystical planet. And in this, when they meet up on the 11th, it's really helping to dissolve anything that's not true to who we really, really are. So these old versions of ourselves, we're leaving those behind. We're really stepping into our most authentic, timeless version of ourselves. And as we do that, you know, things may appear to be a little chaotic in our lives because we're dissolving these old structures. We're letting pieces of ourselves go. And so just know that over this next week, if you see any kind of chaos that comes up, let the chaos do the work. You know, there's infinite creative possibilities that are going on right now, and through the chaos that emerges, you know, we will see our new selves being given a pathway to move forward. And so I think that that's going to be just a beautiful sort of clearing that comes through this week. And so that's the 11th. And then later this week, we have the new moon in Pisces. And, you know, as we know, both of us do new moon work. It's so powerful to set our intentions at the new moon. And this new moon, so the moon will be in Pisces. It's also right next to Venus and Neptune. So Venus is our love and romance and values. Neptune, again, is a spiritual, mystical planet. So the energy of this full moon being in Pisces with Venus and Neptune there, it really is this like very dreamy fairy tale energy. And it's like dreams do come true. Like anything is possible right now. So it's always important to work with that new moon, full moon energy and set our intentions at the new moon. And I think this new moon has such powerful like just really making our dreams come true kind of energy. So give yourself permission to really just dream up the biggest thing that you could think is possible and set that intention of what you really, really want. If you were just, you know, if everything in life was cleared and could go in the direction that you want to go in, that is possible right now. So set those intentions and really work on manifesting that, you know, that life that you want at this new moon. It's going to be so huge for bringing in, you know, just our biggest hopes and dreams.
And what is the date of the new moon? Is it 3/11?
13th.
13th. Okay. You know what's interesting, Christine, is as you're talking, I'm just thinking about, you know, a year ago, I was selling my house, and I had rented this same house that I'm getting this year. I had rented it for May, June, and July, figuring that would give me it's furnished, it's perfect, it lets me bring my two cats, and, you know, everything. And it's 10 minutes from downtown St. Pete. All my girlfriends are over there, and I've read for, like, the hip chicks of St. Pete. I've read for over 40 of them, you know, and I've done psychic readings for them. And, you know, it's just a fun town. I teach at Unity. I'm next to Tampa. I'll be at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo now in June. But what I realized is, you know, when I found out that where I'm living, they're turning it back into an Airbnb. I've been staying in this Airbnb, and it's been lovely. But they want to start taking guests again because, you know, I mean, they prefer that with meeting all the different people than one tenant up here. So at first I was like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to pull this off? And then it was like, just talk to spirit. And when I called the lady, she had a renter in there, and she says, but let me see what I can do here. And I based everything on the sign. If the St. Pete was available, then that was a green light. And if it wasn't, then I was supposed to rethink this and, you know, see if this is really the right thing for me to do right now. And it was this morning, right before the show, that I got the message from Florida. So I do feel like, you know, I know. And I'm not sure what part. I don't know if I'm moving to Florida, but I'm going to be there for, this has been a dream of mine to live by the sea for a year. And it's a start. But I held fast with that. And it's ironic that on my birthday 2 years ago, I had said, I will be here on my birthday next year. I'll be living here in the city next year. But of course, that was before we knew the pandemic. That was in November of 2019. And then we all know what happened in 2020. But it's ironic that it's 1 year later that I'm arriving in May.
Yes.
And it's like, but this is the kind of thing, the magic that can happen. When you know, at first I was a little bit contracted with fear, like, oh my gosh, how can I get all this done? And I have dental work I'm doing, and I'm not going to go into all of it. There's a lot of moving parts to make this all work. And plus, I just found out I'm going to be a grandma, and, you know, there's just a lot going on in that. I know. I'm having my first grandchild born in October of this year. So there's just, you know, so I'm going to come back to St. Louis November, December, and then I'll think where I'm going next. That's why I don't want to, you know, I just want to be able to be fluid and mobile. But that part of that is a miracle. And this is a dream coming true. And so important doors, I think, are opening for all of us right now. And if we can take this energy of this next new moon, I mean, the last full moon was very powerful. And, you know, and the whole thing, let's just talk just a little bit about this. The Higgins field manifesting with the full moon is like the most auspicious time. And then the zodiac, the calendar begins in with Aries. So, you know, we're getting ready to move there next. And then that will start. That's the first sign of the zodiac. And this is why, you know, James Michener many years ago wrote the book, The Fires of Spring. And he said, it doesn't make sense to make New Year's resolutions in the dead of winter. He said, when spring arrives and everything comes back to life, that is when you make your resolutions for your next year, because everything that has been dead during the winter is coming back to life. So it's kind of the same way when we do our full moon and new moon. With the full moon, we use the light of the infusion of this light to look into our life and see, where am I on track, or what do I need to let go of to create the space, you know? And one of the things that I said with this last full moon, and I've said it the last three full moons, is releasing anything that is not in perfect, impeccable integrity, like with paying bills, with doing my accounting, doing all these other things, keeping my house in order. And that then allows you on the new moon, because you created the space in the new moon, you write your intentions and then you keep that where you see it. And that is the beautiful part, because the full moon, you're letting go and you're letting go with intention. So I'm letting go of the chaos and you know, the not being on top of my bookkeeping in order to be free, to be relaxed and not have that noise in the back of my mind. And so that's the whole purpose of working with the new moon, full moon. And it's very similar to feng shui. In feng shui, we teach love it, use it or lose it. And it's a good thing regularly, like quarterly, to take your clipboard with a piece of paper and go room to room in your house and write down the rooms, you know, your office, your bedroom, your meditation room, your whatever. Go through your whole house and do it room by room, a page for each room or a half page, whatever. And then write down, just look around. When's the last time I used this thing that's been sitting there? If you have a stereo that you haven't used in 6 months, maybe you're using Alexa now. Maybe you're using all live stream. Maybe, you know, maybe you don't need all this stuff anymore. So whatever isn't working, though, like if you have something broken, that's the very first thing. If it's broken and you haven't used it, get rid of it. Your life will change if you start updating your cellular, your cells every month with, okay, I'm going to use this light. Where do I need to, like, beam? What do I need to let go of? What do I want to invite in? And it's like a call and response in Kirtan. If you've ever done Kirtan, it's the same thing. You're calling it in, and then you're letting it go. So you're constantly in this ebb and flow with the moon, with the tides of the moon and the cycles. Anything you want to add on that, Christine? Because I just think it's so amazing, this whole thing. Like, yeah, the seers have looked up at the stars and everything for all these, you know, all this time, mm-hmm. and it's all magical. So what else would you like to add on that?
Well, yeah, just with the moon manifesting, I mean, that is, you know, if you do, if you, you know, feel like you don't really want to, or you're looking for a place to start with astrology and trying to understand it, just paying attention to those moon cycles is one of the easiest ways to really start to learn, you know, because I love that we have, so, you know, this month we have the new moon in Pisces, because the sun and the moon are together at the new moon. But 6 months from now, they'll be opposite. So that's when we'll have the full moon in Pisces. So it's like every month we're in a 6 month, like, in, like, so I'm going to set intentions now that I, you know, hope to see coming forth in 6 months with this Pisces full moon. We'll have all of this dreamy Pisces energy really coming up to, you know, kind of shed that skin and emerge. And so just working with, like you said to me, working with this moon energy is so powerful. And if you're looking, you know, if you don't manifest with the moon or if you don't pay attention to the moon cycles, it can be one of the easiest ways to start learning and really understanding that spiritual connection we have to, you know, the heavenly bodies and all of the stars and the moon. And it is so, it's just so fascinating. So definitely, right, you know, get, start paying attention to that if you want to, and it can be so powerful in your life.
Yeah. I mean, this last new moon, I mean, Virgo's all about healing, okay? And Pisces is all about, you know, your mystical, you know, psychic abilities. And, you know, I have mm-hmm. I have this new machine called the Healy. It's a frequency machine from Germany. It's similar to the Reich machine. And I've been working with it. And I have to tell you, when I do the chakra scan, what happens is it runs all these scans, and there's actually an I Ching scan. So I've been working with the I Ching, doing almost a daily reading on it and then doing the chakras. And the chakras, my third eye is at 99%. My third eye was so open yesterday. I needed to do a reading, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to blast the person and me. So, and it actually hurt. My third eye hurt. So I went and I meditated for 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, my third eye, like, I could just feel it throbbing. It was just like, and it wasn't a sinus headache. It was a third eye, like, calm it down a little bit, girl. So I'm glad you mentioned that, though. So listeners, a lot of people get confused on this. So the full moon was in Pisces, and the sun sign, or I said it backwards. The full moon was, that we just had last Saturday, was in Pisces, and this it was in Virgo, the sun sign of Pisces. So what Christine was saying is that from now we will have a full moon in Pisces in the sun sign of Virgo. So like for Cancer, my opposite is Capricorn. There's always an it's called your ascendant, or ascendant, or how? What is that called?
There's the ascendant and the descendant. So they're
right.
But those are opposite.
And it's very complicated. Right. Right. So what Christine is saying is that we're setting this intention now, and yet we know that in 6 months from now it'll be just reversed, but it will still be the Pisces and the Virgo. And you know, and right now, you know, I love that Mercury went direct on Saturday, February 20th, and it's staying direct until April 27th. And
yeah,
you know, this is powerful because during this time, none of the planets are retrograde, and this doesn't happen very often. They're saying that it's like 7% of the time, so we should take advantage of this. So why don't we talk just briefly about that, because we don't have this happen
so
very often.
Having all these planets moving direct, so let's think about last fall, last August even, we had like five or six planets retrograde, so we were reviewing. Retrograde periods are all about review, and things come up to make us rethink things. So it's not the easiest time to move forward and start new things when we're constantly reviewing and kind of second guessing ourselves. So during this time period, when we have all of these planets moving direct, nothing going retrograde, we're not reviewing anything. We are just moving forward. We are ready to hit the ground running. You know, we're moving into the astrological new year. And it's almost like, you know, when we move into Aries is this warrior just ready to take on everybody. You know, as the first sign of the zodiac, Aries comes out and like, let's get it done. You know, let's move it. Let's go. If you know any Aries, they are very fiery and very much, you know, they move very quickly. So, you know, as we move into this astrological new year, you know, and we have all these planets moving direct, there is really just so much energy around just getting going, just moving in this new direction that we've been working towards. And so talking about the astrological new year, so on March 20th is when we actually enter Aries, and that's the astrological new year. And if we look at the chart for March 20th, we can kind of look at that as the chart for this new year. And so like last year's chart at the same time was a little challenging of a chart. We had Chiron conjunct the sun, so our wounds right next to who we are. And then we had a very challenging lineup of all the planets in Capricorn. It's called a stellium. We have so many planets all together. So we knew from that chart last year that things are going to be a little challenging. And this year, the chart, we have Venus next to the sun. And Venus, you know, gives us that loving, romantic energy where it's all about our values and what we really want. So move into this new year, we still have healing to do, but Venus is there making it this softer year where we're able to really appreciate what do we value. You know, Venus brings in so much beauty and love to our lives. So it's just a very, as we move into this new year, it's going to be this softer energy where we can really, I think just internally we'll have all, it won't feel like we have all this pressure on us. It'll be more just carefree kind of energy where we can really be creative and really let our imaginations explode. And really kind of, again, with all that forward-moving energy, start to move in these new directions that we've been working towards. You know, last year was like just so much going within ourselves, so much really reevaluating. We had so many planets retrograde for most of the year last year. So you're right. I mean, it is just, we're so ready to move forward, and we're in this, coming out of this, you know, it's been a challenge, but it's like, okay, we've become clearer on what we want, and we've healed parts of ourselves, so we're able to approach this new year with a little bit more of our childlike self. Like, we've hopefully all moved into more of our true inner child, because that's where our authentic self lives, is in our inner child self. And so I think right now we can really embrace that and just let our creativity and let our imagination flow. And again, with Venus there, we're really, it's like a rebirth of our heart. You know, Venus in Aries is very pure, and it's like we instinctively know what we want. We know what we value. Really, it's just a time to listen to your heart and lean into that.
Absolutely. And is this, do you mind if I give some feng shui tips now? Is that, is this a good segue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll start our reading.
Come back to it. The only thing I want to come back to later is talk about the full moon at the end of the month. So we'll do that.
Okay. All right. So let me do this. Okay. So I'll do this and then we'll finish with that and then we'll do readings. Okay. So in feng shui, the whole thing is feng shui means wind and water. And then there's the Chinese five element. And in the Chinese five element, when we move into spring, we're in the wood element because everything is coming back to life. The trees that have been dormant during the winter, they're blossoming, et cetera. So it's all, the focus is on growth and vitality, which is pretty much what we've been talking about today. The growth in your personal life and the vitality, having more energy with everything not being retrograde, more direct. It's like a perfect frequency vibrational match to what's going on. So the thing to remember is where you spend most of your time during the day has an impact on your emotional and physical health. So you really, I would highly encourage you to look at where you're spending the majority of your day. I mean, I have four spots in this place where I live that I work. I have the desk where I work, and then I have a table where I spread out when I need to work, and then I have another area where I do my Zoom calls, and then I have another area where I do my coaching calls, just because I like to shift the energy of my workspace when I work. So one of the things to look at when you're trying to figure out, like, how can I have the biggest impact on my emotional and physical health and really use this feng shui energy of spring is the number one thing is to stay away from poison arrows. And a lot of people don't know what those are, but I'm going to explain it. Any angled furniture creates what is called a poison arrow. So if you're sitting and you're looking and there is something very sharp pointed at you, you want to reposition your furniture so there are no sharp angles pointing at you while you work. So you can always place a plant or another item in front of the sharp corner to neutralize the bad energy. So just make, you know, a lot of people like these angles with their furniture and everything, but they're not really taking into account the full impact of it. But if you really like the way that furniture is, you just put a plant in front of it that covers something that doesn't, it deflects from that pointed corner. The next thing is to pay attention to, you know, your back. Like, is your back to a window or a door? Because that will start to weaken your energy. Anytime you have an opening going to the outside behind you, it's going to pull you backwards. Whereas if you're looking out at a window in the front of you, it's expanding you. So you want to create feng shui, strong feng shui, by placing a row of plants behind you or repositioning your office so you have a solid wall at your back. Number three is creating nourishing energy in your workspace with high energy images. So I have a picture of Saint Germain that I look at every single day because one of my things on my within the next year is taking a group to Mount Shasta in Northern California to connect with them. Saint Germain energy. I'll be taking people and we'll be staying at a spa doing breath work and healing and, you know, meditation, and we'll be in the Saint Germain energy of Mount Shasta. So since I know that I've been working with him, I put a picture of him and I look at him. And then I also have this picture that my cousin painted, and it was in her studio. And then when she met me, we didn't really see each other as young people. She lived further away. And then we reconnected in our adulthood. And actually at my mother's memorial service. And then she's like, oh, I didn't know you were the psychic in the family. And our grandmother had the gift of healing. And she said, I paint pictures and normally I'll know who I'm painting, but sometimes I don't know who it is. And I've wondered who it is in this painting, and I now realize it's you. So she gave me this painting, and it's called Walking on the Edge. And it's this woman on the edge of this beautiful architectural building with the arches, like the Moroccan arches, and there is the water. And that's, I've looked at that and I'm like, that's what I want. I want to be walking on the edge near the water. And so all of this expands me. Whereas if you have your desk facing a wall, what are you seeing? Turn your desk around and face out into your space and watch what happens in your life I once did a feng shui consultation on a gal. It's her birthday today, Rebecca Now, if any of you know her. At any rate, we moved her desk around, and her brother had to come and do some things to make it work. And her her success just rapidly, like, just exploded. And she said many times, it's because we repositioned my desk. So you do not want to be facing a wall, and you do not want a window behind you. Okay, last final thing is organize and declutter. This is the whole deal with spring. Spring cleaning, you've heard it. You use aromatherapy. You do all that stuff. But also, you energize your house with plants in the spring. You bring your plants. You know, we start moving them outside in Missouri, but not all of us on this call are from Missouri. So you want to amplify your space with spring plants, because that is the wood element, and it's going to help you thrive and flourish. Okay, so those are your little feng shui tips. And Christine, let's go back to the next full moon, and then we will do readings.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Cindy, because I'm sitting here at my desk, which faces the wall with the window behind me. And so now I'm just like, okay, I need to turn this around.
Yeah, and watch what happens. And you'll tell us next month. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we end the month with this full moon in Libra. Okay. And Libra is the sign of, it's a sign of relationships. It's a sign of balance. And we also have, so we have the moon in Libra, and it is, opposite from the sun, which is in Aries. So Libra is the sign of, like, the other, and the sun is the I am. So this opposition between these two at this full moon is sort of highlighting, like, how we sometimes understand ourselves through other people. And other times we can only understand others when we truly understand ourselves. So at this full moon, the full moon is, by the way, is on the 28th this month. So at this full moon, when we can put ourselves in other people's shoes, that might not be easy, but that's what this full moon is going to help us, to put ourselves in others' shoes and to really understand ourselves better by understanding the other people in our life better. And additionally, on this full moon is when we have this Venus conjunct the sun and Chiron. So they're going to be exact at this full moon. And it's really, okay, Venus, again, is this beauty. Chiron is our healing, and then the sun, so we're really healing ourselves in a beautiful way. And there can be almost like a healing crisis that comes up either before or around this time, and it's almost like, things have to get better before they can get worse. Things have to get worse before they can get better. And so it's really just a temporary sickness. It's like this healing crisis is preceded by a worsening of our symptoms. So whatever area of our life really needs this healing, really needs to, adapt and change, maybe we kind of see it. Maybe we have a vague idea of what's going on. But if we haven't fully acknowledged and accepted what needs to heal and what needs to change, then we may see things come up in our lives that create a bit of a crisis where it's like, okay, you have to acknowledge this now. And if you don't, things are just going to get worse and worse.
Yes.
So it's, if we want to heal, we have to first bring those wounds out of the unconscious and into the conscious. And then once our wounds become conscious, then they hurt. And that's a necessary part of the process, is feeling the hurt. And, that's just unavoidable. We have to feel through that pain so that we can then release those wounds. We can release those trauma. We can release all that old pain once we finally feel it, and then we can move through it. So that's what this full moon is going to be about. And it's going to be in relation to how we relate to others. So, if you feel like somebody is, towards the end of the month, if you start to feel like somebody is just really bothering you, they're really, it's all about them. Like, this person, you, you're doing this. well, we know, you know, if you find yourself in that you space, it's always turn it around, okay? Turn around. What am I, exactly what I'm saying about you, I need to hear that about me. And so use that to really self-evaluate and bring to the surface these old wounds that we really need to feel through, we really need to heal. And that's, so it's going to be a very healing full moon. So just lean into that, embrace it. Look for your lesson. Look for what you are healing from, because it's going to be coming up. And if you don't fully acknowledge it, it's going to get more and more challenging until you do. So embrace it.
Let it help you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. So we, Christine, thank you. I knew that you were going to have so much to offer today. So if listeners, if you are wanting a question to ask a question, we're going to read for as many people as we can, £1 or one star on your phone, and then that will alert me on the switchboard that you are wanting a question to ask a question. Because right now, out of all the people on the switchboard, only one person wants to ask a question. So yeah, this is a good opportunity if, oh, and that person just changed it. Wow. So no one is asking for a question. I'd like to have a reading. Okay. Seriously, if you guys want a reading, just push one star or £1 on your phone. Oh, we do have one. Okay, we will come to you in a moment. I'm going to jump to the first of the line. Do you see, is it the highest thought for me to do the 6-month rental? Yes or no?
Yeah. So
it said yes.
We're seeing for Cindy. Okay, let's see. So a lot of these cards that I'm working with, they're these mystical shaman oracle cards. I love them so much. They're so pretty. And so I just pulled the seer, and it's really about seeing and trusting your intuition. And I think, you know, what you said earlier about, you know, if this lady gets back to me and, you know, it's available, then it's meant to be. And so I think that's exactly what this is telling me. You are... you know, you're trusting that intuition. It's following you, leading you forward. And it's also about this card is also about getting you out of denial. And, you know, it's almost like you almost feel like it's too good to be true. And so, mm-hmm. You know, there's a part of you that wants to deny that. So really just, I think it is all going to work out. It is where you're meant to be. And this is a moment of you leaning into that true power, and you are, you know, probably the most intuitive person and psychically gifted person. So I think you know that this is, and I'm so happy for you as a Cancer, as a water sign, going to get to be by the sea. I feel like you're going to love it so much. So, yeah,
oh my gosh, like I'm so excited. Well, and I wanted the exactly 2-bedroom because I wanted my friends. Yeah, I wanted my friends to be able to come visit, you know, so I wound up getting the 2-bedroom too. Okay, all right. Thank you,
perfect.
Christine. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to 314-602. 314-602, you are live on the air. Please state your first name, where you're calling from, and your question for Christine and myself.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I'm calling from St. Louis. Did you hear
Hi,
that?
Hi, Nancy. Yes, I did.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Okay.
So what is your question today?
Okay. So my question for today is, it feels like everything's changing. I've been in lockdown. I've been vaccinated. I still have health challenges. The weather is gorgeous. I'm retired. I would like to know where to... you know, put my energy, what direction I might be focusing on at this point in my life.
Okay. So hi. So information on clarity, on the highest and best focus for you and your healing in your life right now. Would that be a good synopsis?
Okay. Clarity is exactly the word I've been working on. Thank you.
No, it's okay. All right. So Christine, I'm going to, quickly just read, and then you can either jump in or read for the next one, however. But Nancy, for you right now, the main thing is to it's all about you. And you have Artemis here. And when Artemis shows up, it's saying everybody around you is okay. Don't worry about them. Put all the energy on you. And it's about what do you want. And so Artemis is shown with a bow and arrow, aiming for where she wants to go. And she's always shown with a fire because the fire is the passion. And then there's a deer around her. And the deer is about innocence, about total innocence on being a little bit sacredly selfish and honoring you. So for you, it's about expressing yourself. And the animal totem for you is the parrot. So I would look up parrot, P-A-R-O-T, the bird, and see what it says. And if you have trouble, let me know, because I've got a book that I can send you. I can take a copy of the picture. But it's about expression. So this is throat chakra work. This is part of your healing, is speaking your truth, telling the truth faster. And, you know, that will help strengthen your whole energy system. The other thing is money is going to be very important to you, and prosperity is coming your way. So be open to unexpected blessings with, and remember, prosperity isn't always in your bank account. It could be that someone says, hey, you know what? I think, you know, you need a vacation, and I have a condo that is not being rented on this week. How about if you come and pay the cleaning fee and it's yours for a week? And what you would say is yes, and you'd figure out a way to make it happen. So be open to unexpected surprises and blessings. And the big thing for you right now is the vibrational check. Remember, thoughts are things. A lot of times people think, well, no one knows what I'm thinking. Your whole body, mind, spirit knows what you're thinking, and it's vibrational, and it's felt. So for you, it's to bring it back to you. I think healing is the big thing for you. And what I see is that you're going to feel better and better. And by September, it just feels like something major in a good way has happened and turned around for you. So this is, that's 6 months from now, pretty much like we were talking. So I think this Chiron and healing is front and center, and be in the sunshine every single day. I don't care if you have to wrap up and bundle up between now and when it's warmer every day. Just and one of the things is to, if you can time it to where the sun hits your third eye, it will infuse your whole body. So that's what I'm seeing. Christine, do you want to add anything?
Yes, I totally agree exactly what you're saying. And I feel like, yes, being in nature is going to be very important. Also, really just understanding that the world is your playground right now. It is your direction to decide which to go in. And whatever direction you go in is going to be fully supported. So, and again, that, as Cindy was saying, that throat chakra work, being able to speak what you want. And even just asking, you know, the spirit for help, being able to say it in your prayers or whatever you do, but speak it to spirit what you want. And the more that you put it out there, the more it's going to come your way. So I agree with everything that it is, you know, just such a beautiful time for you. You've gone through the challenge, and now you're ready to sort of start the healing and come out to a better place.
Okay, I hope that was helpful. Okay.
It was.
You can always re-listen to
it.
Yeah. Nancy, you can re-listen to this, is what I was going to say. Because I actually, since I'm doing the switchboard and everything else, I mean, I tell Christine this. Sometimes I have to go back and replay because I'm like, what did she say about blah, blah? The minute this show's over, it's a podcast. So you can listen to it again. So great. Yep. Okay. All right.
Thanks. That's
okay.
Thanks,
how
Nancy. I listen to you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. So we are now going to go to 618-910. You are live on the air, your first name, where you're calling from, and your question for us.
Hi, lady. It's Darlene from Illinois. I'm still struggling with my husband's lifestyle, and now I can't control my blood pressure.
Okay. So I'll take this, Cindy, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, Darlene, do you have any, I know you're kind of in a tough spot. Do you have any specific questions or just wanting some guidance?
I guess guidance. How can I help understand his lifestyle, you know, He's in a nursing home. And I need to get rid of the feeling of being alone.
The feeling of being alone?
Yeah.
Darlene, is that what you said? Okay.
Yes.
So, okay, Darlene. So I'm pulling the eagle. And if I'm thinking correctly, I think I pulled this card for you before. And I feel like it is. It's this eagle energy of rising up and starting a new beginning. So it's almost like you've lost your sense of purpose. And the eagle invites you to just take a deep breath and to really spread your wings and really, really step into who you are and ask yourself, you know, do I want to be living a sheltered life like in a chicken coop, or do I want to soar like an eagle? And so the answer is you want to accept the eagle's invitation and embrace the courage that will help you choose your freedom. So really, Darlene, I feel like it's, you know, you're getting trapped in this worry and fear, and you have to learn to really, you know, I know it's a challenging situation with your husband, but letting that, he's in a place where he's being taken care of, and letting that be enough, and know that you have to start taking care of yourself. You can't let this stress and anxiety and everything overwhelm you from the situation, because that's keeping you small, and now both of your lives are being pulled down. So you really have to take just a step back, breathe a little bit, and, you know, set some priorities for you, not about anybody else, not about how are you going to help this situation, but focus on Darlene. What does Darlene really want? How does she step into who, you know, who's going to be your most authentic self? I think that's where a lot of the worry is coming from, because internally you're denying yourself. So you really got to start stepping into that healing and accepting that everything is going to be okay. Even if it doesn't seem like it's okay, it really is. It really is okay. So anything to
spot
add
on
to that, Cindy?
Just come back to you, and forgiveness is the word. You're feeling guilty about something, and that's what's stopping this, and that's what's making your blood pressure go. Okay. So, Darlene, just come back to you.
Okay.
Christine gave you a very good reading there. Okay, so thank you for calling in. But come back to you, and no more guilt. Just let it go and watch what happens to your blood pressure. You'll be a lot better. Okay. All right, so listeners, I want to mention, I said that I was not going to be on the radio in April. I've changed my mind. I will be, but I want to tell you about the March lineup next week. I know Linda Howell is going to be here next week. She's an award-winning, she's an expert in the Akashic Records. So if you've ever wanted to learn more about the Akashic Records, join us. March 19th is Sarah Bowen. She's fabulous. She's written all kinds of books, and she's going to be talking to us about finding a positively addictive guide to finding deeper perspective and higher purpose. And then the final guest of March is Annie Auerbach, and this is Flex and Flux. There's a wonderful article this month. She is a speaker, consultant, brand strategist, and the co-founder of Trends Agency Starling. And she is saying that this whole everything flux, like flexible schedules. She has worked as a brand strategist with PepsiCo to Nike, Unilever, and she was named the 2019 TimeWise Power Founder. And she's known globally. She's from the UK. So we have lots of good stuff. And then the last thing is Christine and I will both be at an event in St. Louis in April 30th. It's a Friday, and May 1st is the Internal Spirit Holistic Fair. So put that on your calendar. Supposedly we're going to be safe. They're spreading it out. It's a big space with, you know, space in between everyone. So we'll both be there. And I will be on the show all of March and April. And I'm taking May off. I'm doing this, my sabbatical month. And Spirit Seekers will have an April-May issue, and then we'll be back to monthly in June. So that will allow me time to get moved and get settled, and on we go. So I want to thank Christine. She does this as a devotion the first Friday of every month, and I'm always excited with the first Friday of every month, because you set the tone for all of us. And then when we both share about the moon manifesting, it's just, I just really always enjoy having you as my guest on the first Friday of the month. So thank you so much. And we will be, we'll talk to you again in April. Christine will be back on the air, but you know, mark your calendar. If you can't listen to these shows live, listen to them afterwards and join our email newsletter. Just send it, go to the Spirit Seeker site. It's much better. If you join from there, it goes directly into our email list and then you don't have to wait for me to get it to someone to enter in. So go to spiritseeker.com and join the email newsletter and then you're automatically on our list for everything. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Have a fabulous week. Have a fabulous weekend, but really just enjoy life and enjoy this forward movement and soul progression. So I hope this was wonderful, waking up with Spirit today, and just have a wonderful day. Namaste. And thank you, Christine, from my heart to your heart.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.